SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And please, don't use this show to try to convince your partner to do something they're not comfortable doing. SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
Episode 17.
I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast.
FM radio. Throw that extra FM in there.
So, you guys, big thank you to all of our listeners for all the feedback. That's probably the most feedback we've ever gotten from our last episode. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks. We love you guys. And thanks for all the feedback and your support of the show.
And so on this episode of SwingerCast, we took off kind of impromptu.
A spontaneous adventure.
And we didn't let the events of our last episode deter us from our love for spontaneity in the least. So, in fact, after we recorded that little stuff in Vegas, a couple of weeks later, we went out to our swing club. Allie calls me up and says, "Hey, baby, we got some babysitters, and what you're about to hear is our little adventures from that."
Mm-hmm. We got our mojo back.
So Allie called and said, "Hey, somebody wants to babysit our kids tonight. Do you want to go out?" And I still had a ton of work left to do. And so, of course, I blew it off.
Yeah, I was surprised. Someone called and asked our kids to come over for a slumber party. So I was like, yeah, let's go. So we're being very spontaneous tonight. There are two clubs that we haven't been to yet that we wanted to go to. So we emailed them to see if we could get on their list tonight. And it's just for you guys going to a club for the first time, you really need to do it like 48 hours in advance. We found that out. One of them did contact us, and we were going to try, up until the last minute, we were going to try to make it and try to get there. It was quite a drive away. We were going to try to get there by 11, but it looked like we weren't going to make it. So we're going to our club that we normally go to, which is quite a drive away. And it is naughty schoolgirl night tonight.
That seems to be a recurring theme. These swing clubs, they need to get some new themes. Some of these themes are, I don't know, maybe we're just old veterans or something. I don't know. But then
I love naughty schoolgirl night, but I'm not wearing my naughty schoolgirl outfit because I didn't have time to find it. I mean, that's how fast we were, like, speeding around and trying to get out of the house. We just hadn't time enough to shave and shower and lotion up. So, yeah, and we didn't even have a hotel room when we needed a hotel room in our normal hotel, and apparently all the hotels are booked, so we're staying in a Motel 6 tonight.
They're keeping the light on for us.
Do you think we'll entertain some guests after the club in our room?
I hope so.
Although we didn't get a chance to show off our Motel 6 room to any other couples that night, we did have a very hot time till the sunrise, didn't we, baby?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we gotta get to our Motel 6 before the sun comes up, John.
Why? They left the light on for us.
Well, we don't need a light anymore.
Oh, the yeah. Sun's coming up.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That was fun.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this when we get to the hotel, right?
Okay, we arrived late and we got ourselves something to eat and went out to the patio, and then we went out dancing, and that was fun. And the Japanese guy that came up to me while we were dancing, and he just started grinding with me and just dancing like, I mean, he was really getting into it, wasn't he? He was fun. He was funny. And I was looking at his woman to make
like
sure
pulling the Jackie Chan movies moves on you.
Oh, I know. He really had some moves. He really had some moves. John was behind me, and he just came up and got right in there. I just closed my eyes, and you guys both sandwiched me in there. And then we went upstairs to the playroom. We walked around and looked. And this blonde girl, I just saw her face, and she just kind of gave me the eye. And we just laid down, and John started eating me out, and we started talking to him a little bit. And
she was like your total California girl, tan tits and all.
Yeah, she's very tan, very long.
Well, I said it backwards. White tits, tan body.
White tits? What are you talking about? Her whole body was tan.
But not her breasts.
They lived on an island. No, they were both tan, very tan.
But her tits were less tan than the rest of her. She had tan lines on her tits for sure. And that's a turn on. I like that. That's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like the tan lines on the tits?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, she was very, very tan. They were nice. They were very, very, very polite. They had driven a long way to come to the club.
Uh-huh.
All the way from Catalina.
Well, driven.
They took a boat from Catalina and then drove.
And then drove.
Yeah, they had come longer than
that. They were spending the night.
At the club. They were going to sleep there at the club.
Which is probably what we should have done.
Yeah.
We could have just crashed out there.
He right away asked if we minded if they touched. And they both kind of rubbed me while you were fucking me. I was putting my hand over and kind of rubbing them, and she didn't give you a blowjob or anything, did she?
Mm-mm.
No. They were just pretty much touching me while we were having sex.
Yeah, and I was kissing her tits a little bit while I was fucking you, and then he came over and full on got on top of you and kissed you while I was fucking you, and your body just like bam. Yeah, I could feel you just getting, like, really turned on.
Yeah, I like the sensual.
Right. And I came, and we hugged and had some conversation, and people were getting really down all around us, and so we kind of cleared out of there, took our conversation outside to the patio and had some drinks.
Getting down? What do you mean?
There were people up on the group beds.
Over to the other side, yeah.
Yeah. It's a weird feeling for me because I want to wow, hang out with these people that we just had a good time with and thank them and let them know, you know, we're genuine people and all that. But at the same time, I want to be courteous to the people around me, and I don't want to turn into a bunch of, you know,
chitter chatter,
chit chat
while they're getting it on. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like always an awkward kind of thing. It's like, let's just take this conversation out of here right now. Kind of thing for me.
Yeah, so John and I went down, and we went to the patio, and we sat by the fireplace. Okay, so we had some hot sex, and we just decided to chill out by the fireplace.
Chilling.
Just chilling, relaxing.
And we met the nicest couple.
Yeah, they were cool.
And we were hanging out.
They arrived there late. Like we did.
Yeah. They were in the same boat as us, weren't they?
Except they ride a little later than us, actually.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, nevertheless, we were there talking to them and hanging out with them. And they were super cool. The girl was smoking beautiful.
Smoking beautiful.
Yeah. Damn. There were African-American couple probably in their mid, late 30s, I guess.
You think?
Yeah, she seemed a little tired because it was late. It was very late.
About 2:30
in the morning, and it was late. And I wasn't thinking that we were going to play with them at all.
Right.
We were just having a good time talking and everything. And then
we went up and actually danced a little. One song came on and we went out and danced.
Right.
And then we...
We kind of said goodbye to them.
Yeah, we did. We did. We could. Yeah,
we had talked to them and we said, you know, see, it's late. It's 2:30 in the morning, you guys, and we were like, good night. We, you know, maybe we'll see you again here sometime. And and we kind of took one last kind of walk through of the play areas, and there
after
they were.
After we danced, yeah. There they were, yeah.
And what happened?
Well, they were standing by a stairway, and we had to kind of pass them to get on to the rooms. I touched her ass, cause, yeah, cause she liked girls, cause earlier she had made some comment when we were talking down at the patio. She wanted to eat pussy, but you didn't hear that. You never heard that.
Well, I heard it loud and clear later. So here's the rest of the story.
Yeah. So they normally don't go in the public play areas, they had said.
Yeah, they like to do things more privately and not around a bunch of people watching or whatever.
But there wasn't a lot of people at all at that point.
Uh-uh.
But
it was a group room.
It was a very big group room. So we went up there, and she was deep kissing, very passionately with her tongue, and just very deep and slow and deep and slow kissing me.
I'm usually pretty good about, okay, John, make a mental note of where everybody was so later when we talk about this stuff, I can tell all you guys.
It was just a little too late. That's all.
Oh,
it was.
My. It was late and it was crazy good. She gave great head.
Oh, well, that was on down the line, though.
Yeah.
You're jumping the gun.
I'm going to jump all over the place on this one, sorry. Because I can't keep it all straight. You'll have to tell me where everybody was. Because we switched positions and partners and places a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we were just in a groove there. A lot of kissing.
You girls were kissing. I remember eating your pussy, and I remember her starting to give him a blowjob to get him hard. And
I gave him a blowjob.
You guys
very
went over
a long time.
Well, you guys went over there together, and we both gave him.
Oh yeah, we were sucking his balls and sucking his dick and getting. She was very oral. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
And then after he got hard, he told you two girls.
And she was so soft. I mean, she had not a lick of hair on her body. But he wanted us to go suck your dick. And he told us to go over and give you some attention. And we both moved from his dick to your dick. And we started sucking your dick and your balls.
And your girls were kissing each other while you were doing that. And had my penis between both of your lips. And you guys were kissing. And she was sucking my balls.
Yeah.
And you were giving me head. And then you switched. And you were sucking my balls. And she was
giving me head. And then I kind of let her do it for a while. And I went back to him.
Uh-huh.
There was a couple of guys that I guess their women had fallen asleep, and they were like standing around being lurkers or whatever, trying to get into
I had to tell one guy to get lost.
You told him early on, one of the first guys, you said,
he walked up and he just like, you were giving me head, and your back was to him and you couldn't see him. But you had your legs kind of, you know, over the top of mine or whatever. And I looked over there and I saw him. And he was just starting to, I mean, he touched the back of your knee or the back of your calf. And, you know, I told him, no, that's not cool. That's all I said. I just said, no, that's not cool. And he backed away.
Yeah, and he disappeared. Yeah, that was as easy as that.
Well, I was fucking pretty hard there from behind.
Yeah, you were. It felt great.
It felt great for me, too.
It really felt great.
And you were eating her pussy while I was fucking you.
Oh, yeah.
And you had your
face. You know, I don't know if I do that well or not. I don't know. I need more practice. Yeah, we're skipping all around. It's like 6-something.
Because there was a point in the night where it was like where it was... I had you two girls... And I was fingering both of you, and your asses were up in the air, and you were giving him head. And then I remember another time, she was eating your pussy, you were sucking his dick, and I was eating her pussy. We were like in a long human chain. 1, 2, 3, 4 people. Bodies spread out in a line.
Yeah, oh, that was cool. That was cool. I looked back and I saw all of us in like a chain. That was funny. I wasn't paying attention because I was sucking his dick, but I heard somebody say something as they walked up, something like, oh, I guess her ass was up in the air and she had a really great...
That was underneath
nice
her.
Ass. And,
yeah.
And somebody walked by and said, oh, what did they say? They wanted to...
They said...
It's kind of racial. I don't know. I want some brown sugar or something. What do they say? What do they say?
They said, I want a taste of that chocolate.
Oh, yeah. But that... I want a taste of that chocolate. I don't know. That seemed kind of...
It was another black couple that said it.
It was another black couple. Okay, because I couldn't see anything because I was sick. Yeah, and I heard somebody say, I want to taste that chocolate.
Yeah, it was another black girl.
It was another black girl. Okay, yeah. Okay, so it wasn't bad. I was thinking, God.
Well, I don't know. That's interesting. You say that. I don't know. Is it bad because it?
I don't know. No, I mean, if it came from a white person, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of.
You couldn't see, and you.
I couldn't see. All I heard was some.
I want some of that chocolate.
I want some of that chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know what I didn't know what it was gonna be. I didn't know if they. I didn't know what that was about, but anyway, that
so,
was.
Yeah, she had a huge.
That was when. That was
nice
when,
tits. That girl did. The other black girl who was with the other guy. And she had really nice...
See, I didn't see them at all.
She had really nice big tits. And she said it basically to me. She's like, oh, can I...
Taste some of that chocolate. That's what she said.
Or I gotta have some of that chocolate. Not can I. She's like, I gotta have some of that chocolate. And I was like, oh, you know. And I kind of moved out of the way. I'm like, come on, baby. Get in here, because she wanted to taste.
That wasn't when
we
were in the chain thing.
Right. It was when we were in the chain thing. And I moved out of the way, and I don't know, I jumped on down the chain somewhere. And she got in there. So for a minute there, it was a six-some. We were a foursome, but just a brief little interlude while she... ate some chocolate, I guess.
Tasted. I thought you said I gotta taste some chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. It is too bright in here. Yeah. Turn off all the lights and shut the curtains and let's go to sleep. Lover.
Spoon me.
Oh, shut up. That sounds so dorky.
Oh man, I love you, baby.
I love you. Let's go to bed.
All right.
Turn the lights off.
All right, I gotta press stop. Did you have fun, baby?
Oh yes, I sure did. You know I did.
So right now we're gonna do a couple of thank yous, and then in a couple of minutes we're gonna talk about some of the things that we learned from our little play. Experience together and some of the etiquette of swinging. But first of all, a big thank you to one of our early supporters and fellow podcasters, Larry Winfield. You can check him out at larrywinfield.com. This dude is a huge supporter of other podcasts, and for a long time coming, I've been owing him a shout out on our show, and you can check him out at larrywinfield.com. He was the first dude to ever play our promo, which many of you probably have never even heard. It's a little advertisement that some of the other podcasts play, and there's a link to that on our website as well as to his website. Larry asked that when he got to episode 69.
Ooh.
We would give him a shout out. Larry is an author, published poet, and all-around good guy, so check him out.
Next thank yous go out to Ken for helping us get into the Kinsey Institute.
That was super big turn-on for us. We are the first podcast to ever be listed in the Kinsey Institute, so thanks to everybody at the Kinsey Institute, and a special thanks to Ken for helping us get in there. That's
yes,
cool.
Yes, that is Wonderful.
And if you're a sex positive podcaster, contact us because we're going to be helping the Kinsey Institute get more podcasts listed.
Yeah. Yeah. And the next thank yous go out to our podcast peers.
Our podcast peers.
Yes.
Hello, podcasters.
They voted for us and gave us a podcast peer award.
Yeah, that's...
And we are very honored by that.
That was really cool.
Yes, we love the podcasters. We love you. Thank you very much.
And there were a lot of good shows that were not only just that won, but also nominated. A lot of them I listen to, and I maybe you do too. I know I do. And there's a if you go to our website, there's a link to the podcast peers, and you can find some other good shows. They're not all sex shows, but there are quite a few sex shows that were up there. But anyway, check them out.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of podcasters, we just got back from the Portable Media Expo in Ontario, California. It's an expo convention.
For nerds.
Not for nerds. For podcasters.
Same thing.
Podcasters. And John is the biggest nerd of them all.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That was super cool because we got to meet a lot of podcasters that we listen to and that we're fans of. And so that was really cool. And the Sex is Fun people were there to win their award, to accept their award for best podcast. And
in the health category.
And they roomed with us in our suite. And that was cool. And we had a few parties. And we had one party for the podcast Pickle. And we got to meet a lot of people from that forum that hang out over there. And then we decided to have kind of an impromptu roundtable. I was at a seminar early one morning. And I met Cunning Minks from Polyamory Weekly. And she's, you know, invited us to kind of a round table. And I said, well, you know, we have a suite. You guys are welcome to come hang out with us. And ended up with a bunch of sex podcasters.
Sex positive podcasters.
For sure.
And we had an incredible meeting.
We had Rope Weekly, Twilight and Thebes, Sex is Fun, of course, us.
Fetish Flame, Melissa from Whorecast.
Yeah, it was super cool. And what we did was we passed around a black dildo.
It wasn't black, chocolate. I like to say chocolate. Chocolate-colored dildo. I don't know if it was Lorax's or Coochie's, but...
Somebody had a very, very flesh-like dildo, and whoever was holding the dildo got to speak. And so, of course, as podcasters, we recorded it all, but it's a couple hours long, and you'll probably be hearing some of it on some of those shows and probably some of ours too. We don't know what we're going to do with all of that good information that was in there yet, because it is a lot to go through, but we'll be bringing that to you shortly.
So you can check out our website. Yeah, please do. And check out these other sex positive podcasts, because there's a lot of wonderful information on all different areas of sex that may or may not relate to swinging, but it's good to know.
Well, there's a lot of crossover in our community. I mean, there's BDSM, there's polyamory, there's a lot of good information on all those shows.
And I'm here to say that there's a lot of good people doing these shows
absolutely.
We've met.
So that was fun.
Check them out. And speaking of sex positive podcasters, a huge thank you goes out to Sex is Fun. We, as we said before, we shared a suite with them at the convention, and we were so excited to meet them and talk with them and get to know them better. And when they first arrived, they gave us, this is incredible, they gave us a commemorative first final draft copy of Swing Set TCG.
It's a card game. These guys, to say thank you to us, it was not necessary, but it was super cool, and we've been reading through all these cards. What a fun game. I guess
what a hot game. I can't wait to play this. This is really incredible. And
I'm gonna grab some of the cards, and I'm just totally at random. Okay, here's one. Dually Blow. Here's a card. So you would grab this card, and if you got this card, it's called Dually Blow, and it says recruit a buddy to help you give your partner the ultimate 3-minute blowjob.
Oh, you just randomly picked that one?
Yeah, they're all hot. Here's another one. Here's another one. You and your partner must simultaneously go down on another player for 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Or you must give simultaneous oral action to two players for 3 minutes. Recruit two other players and get blindfolded. Remove your top and have them suck on each of your nipples.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. And then let me see. I want to grab one. Let me grab one.
Well, don't grab that. That's on the top. That's, here, grab one from the... I'll pick a card. Any card.
Pick a card. Any card. I'm going to read one.
Pick one that one. All right. She's grabbing a card.
Pussy pressure. Trade partners with an opponent and have them both lie down on their backs. You and your opponent must take a seat on their chests so that your finest assets are only inches from their faces. The last one to leave their post keeps these points. If you are called to action or you play a card that forces you to move, you forfeit these points to your opponent. Hmm.
Wow.
That's interesting. That's hot. It's all very, very cool, and we can't wait. You guys are going to want this game when it comes out, and we're very, very grateful. And
yeah, that was cool. Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
There's no loser in this game.
Yeah. So check out. Be checking their website at
greatsexdames.com.
No, it's not available, but it should be soon.
That's really cool.
And we have
I'm going to grab one more. Hold on, I'm going to grab one. Totally random.
Grab one.
Recruit another player and get them ready for penetration. You have until your next turn to either penetrate or be penetrated by your buddy. If you succeed in the act of penetration, you both keep these points. Man, that card alone is a game.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good interactive one that I found here. Men, take one step inside the circle and turn around. Place your right hand on your partner's right breast and the left hand on the next woman's left breast. Women, place your right hand on your man's package and give him a gentle fondling. Place your other hand lightly on the hand of a woman on your left. Keep your hand on top of hers and mimic her hand's movement. If you're comfortable allowing the woman on your right to touch your man, place your hand behind hers and guide her hand toward him. The first person to break contact takes one card from each couple. Wow, I like that one.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Going in our toy bag.
Yes. So if you see us out at a club, we will have the game with us. The Swinger Set TCG game, and we will love to play it with you.
If you want to pick one up or check out Sex is Fun Podcast, it's over at greatsexgames.com/podcast.
I just want to say thank you again to all the podcasters that we met at the convention. You are a very cool community, and
there were naked people there.
Yeah. they know how they do party. They do party. There was a pretty wild party on Saturday night, or was it Friday night? It was Friday night.
Both nights.
And there was some naked bodies.
Kevin Mason, who has a podcast, and I'll put a link to it on our website, but he was painting people over there.
Painted naked bodies, and it was very hot. Very hot. And I was also very glad to meet Kevin as well. It was a huge party, and the people were crowded in there, but I felt most comfortable being in the back room with the naked bodies and watching Kevin paint them.
I know.
It felt more like a swinger party.
Felt more like home.
More like home.
We just hung out back there.
Yeah. And we'll have a link to Kevin's website and podcast. So you can check him out.
And there's a bunch of changes on the website, too, we should say. There's one really cool thing. A couple of things we'll say really quick before we start the rest of the show, you guys. Number one, if you're planning on making a trip to any lifestyle resort, Hedo, Desire, or if you're going to a lifestyle convention, the Lifestyles organization has given us a way for you to book your travel arrangements through us. And so you'll support the show if you go onto our website, look for the travel store, and book your trip to Desire or Hedo or any of those sexy places. And if you book it through us, we get a little percentage. So you'll be helping out the show if you do that.
And another huge big thank you goes out to Julie at swingersboard.com.
The Swingers Board is a forum, and there are thousands and thousands of posts over there. And if there's a question that you have about swinging, feel free to write us. But I bet you anything, it's probably been answered and re-answered over on the swingersboard.com. We go over there a lot and we learn a lot of information.
And that's why the big thank you goes out to the Swingers Board, because yes, we do go over there and we read and we
research.
Research, and it's great to
get all horny thinking about swinging.
Yes, and it's a great community over there, and lots of your swinging questions can be answered there.
And it's free. Love
and
free.
It's run by a woman who rocks. She's really rocks.
And that's probably why it's such a good site, is because it's run by a woman.
Yeah. I agree.
Swingercast thoughts and observations. So what we want to do in this next little segment, you guys, is talk a little bit about etiquette. Etiquette means a lot of different things at different places, and that can be at an on-premise clubs, there's ways of doing things, at an off-premise club, and online dating. And as you know, Allie and I have the most experience, personally, with on-premise clubs, so we're going to delve into that a little bit and kind of give you a few fast tips, more or less thoughts and observations of what we've noticed happening in the clubs. Right, baby?
Right. We like to try to do that on all our episodes, give a tip, but this time we're just going to group them all together for you.
It's a groupsome.
It's a group thing.
First and foremost, before we go into any of it, you have to be comfortable with your partner and know what those comfort zones are and what you're comfortable doing at the club. And you should also be going to an on-premise club to enhance your relationship.
Right. Don't the couples that we've seen successful in the lifestyle go to enhance rather than go to try to save their marriage or to substitute or...
If you have a problem in your relationship and you're trying to do this to save your relationship, this lifestyle is like a big, gigantic magnifying glass. And it will...
magnify all the negative...
and blow it all out of major proportion. So don't try to do that.
Yeah. Just deal with all your...
crap.
Yeah. Before. Yeah. And be at a very open level of communication with your partner.
Yeah, and just hold hands and go and have fun.
And if it is your first time, you will go through an orientation.
At the orientation of any club that we've ever been to, they're going to tell you, oh, this is a group room. This is a private room.
Yeah, they give you a tour of the place. So
here's the bar.
Yeah, so take note of the rooms, because up in the play area, there's always, all the clubs we've been, there's always been a designated really group room, and then there's some semi-privates and private, more private areas. But if you're in the group room, things go a little faster there.
Right.
A little wilder, a little looser. And there, although the etiquette still is there, you know, you might be lying down next to someone, you still talk with them. But
you're going to want to use your body language as much as your verbal skills in a group setting. Because, you know, things like Alex said, things do happen at a faster pace. So if you're in a group room, you know, someone may touch you or touch your partner, and you don't have to respond to that. I mean, but if you do, you're going to play with them, but it's going to be at an accelerated pace that you didn't have that whole, you know,
half an hour talk with them at the bar or something.
Right, to get to know them. So just be aware of that. And for you seasoned swingers, you should also be aware of people's body language.
Oh, they are. I think they are.
It is. It's a good thing to be able to say, to recognize that, hey, you know what? This couple that's in this room, it might be their first time.
I think they do.
Absolutely.
They do. So don't be scared of the group room, but just know that things move a little faster in that area. And if you're not into that, just go down to one of the more private areas.
And the biggest thing to know about being in a swing club is that it's really not anything unlike being at a normal, you know, singles dating club that
or
you
just,
go
yeah,
to.
Just like a club,
the
club.
The biggest tips of all that we could probably give you would be brush your teeth.
Take a shower.
Comb your
smell
hair.
Smell good. Take care of yourself. You know, you want to look good.
And talk just to as like many people as you possibly can, because the chances of you meeting someone to play with are increased with every person that you talk to. So
yeah, it's just like
just be social.
It's a social social club, a very social club.
And when you get there, if it's your first time, you know, you might have gone on a theme night. So there might be a theme for the night. Mm-hmm. And you may want to dress the theme, say naughty schoolgirl, whatever. And you might be surprised when you first get to an on-premise club that not everyone dresses the theme.
Yeah, but don't let that bother you.
And don't feel uncomfortable. It's just that you're around a lot of people that have probably been through, you know, 15 cycles of naughty schoolgirl night. And they just didn't feel like doing it this time.
Right, right.
And again, for you seasoned swingers who don't dress the theme, I encourage you to do it.
Yeah, and you always dress the theme. Every time you go out,
yeah, you're black in pants, the black shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is fun to get you all dressed up and go on to a theme night. And
but you can't. You haven't dressed one theme, have you?
No, I have. I've dressed themes before.
I don't think so.
Didn't we do like a toga party or something one time?
Maybe in college. Yeah. I don't know.
But it is fun.
It is stressful sometimes when you're if you don't have it. That's what I want to say also to the people. If you don't have the theme, don't stress out over it. Just wear something that makes you feel comfortable. I've said this many times.
Yeah, just feel comfortable and don't be surprised that if other people aren't dressed as a theme. Now, back to the notion that a swing club is like a singles, you know, dating club. Another big, huge tip that I have found to work really great in a swing club is get to know the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Know that bartender.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, the more people you talk to, the more...
Right. Yeah. And if you need to have a serious relationship discussion during the night, take it outside.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That is majorly frowned upon.
Yeah.
If you have any kind of relationship discussion, serious discussion, take it outside.
She means like a fight or a disagreement.
Or, yeah, or if you're battling back and forth on your boundaries, or someone changes midstream or something, and you're...
It's not going to look good for you as a couple to have a big blowout in a club if you ever want to come back
take
there.
Take that outside.
Yeah. And...
Don't drink too much.
Don't drink too much. No whiskey dick.
What?
Don't want to get whiskey dick. You never heard that before?
No.
Whiskey dick, you know, you're just too drunk to fuck.
Oh, well, that's not why you don't drink too much.
Well, that's one of the reasons why. From a guy's perspective, yeah, you don't want to get too drunk that you're not able to perform.
I've actually seen some newcomers getting vomiting drunk.
Yeah. Well, you see that in any club, though.
Oh, I know. Exactly. But, yeah. You know, so,
any swing club, any singles dating club, regular, whatever. People drinking.
Keep saying singles dating club. We're just talking about a regular bar.
Right. You
know, regular nightclub.
Regular bar.
Nightclub.
Don't want to get too drunk. Because you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. Or that girl.
Or that girl.
Yeah.
I don't want to be holding up the hair while she's puking into the toilet.
And everybody else is up there fucking and having a good time.
Could be naked in a six-some. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy. Anyway.
Well, that's...
Anyway. And condoms.
Condoms. Well, the etiquette of condoms. Was that what you want to talk about?
In a on-premise club, the majority, from our observations and what we've seen, most of the people that are full swapping are using condoms.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Not to say that all of them are.
We don't know, but I mean, everyone...
The majority that we have seen.
You say the majority. I haven't seen anyone without one.
Right.
So.
Right.
But I'm not looking. I mean, all the time.
A little busy doing other things.
Yeah.
But
it's generally speaking, the people we see full swapping use condoms. The people we see doing oral, on the other hand,
are not.
Don't
right.
use condoms
right.
or dental dams or whatever.
Right.
And
we've been doing this for about 5-6 years.
That's our observation.
And I've never had a girl ever ask to give me oral to you know, for me to put a condom on before she went down on me and gave
but
me a head.
But if she did ask, the proper etiquette, or, you know.
Oh, if a girl asked me to put a rubber on so she could give me a blowjob, I'd be all over it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's why we carry condoms with us in our little bag.
Yeah.
Because we don't full swap, so.
I don't imagine that.
But no one's ever asked you. No one's ever asked you.
No. I don't think that maybe. I don't know. I'm not counting it out. But I don't think that I could probably achieve an orgasm with oral, with a condom.
I don't think you could.
Maybe I could.
Okay.
I don't know. If she did, you know, gave me enough attention, I might. But I know she'd probably get me hard enough to, you know, have sex with you, so.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, that was fun.
Okay, did we? I know we missed some things, so.
Oh,
we'll
we missed a ton. Yeah, we'll add more tips
as we go along.
We didn't just give the end all be all of all swinger discussions right there for on premise mm-hmm. clubs. And if you want to learn more, like we said, go to the swingers board.
Yeah.
So, check it out.
We think the bungee swing is hot. Hot, hot. Okay, first off, someone wrote in on a review that we said hot a lot or too much.
Imagine that.
And they had this great suggestion. They said, if you take a drink every time John and Allie say hot.
I don't recommend that. People be plastered.
Exactly.
Never even
we don't recommend that. Not at all. Not at all. But how you're going to win the contest is you just go back to any of our episodes. Any of our episodes you want to listen to. And listen to it and count the number of times we say hot in that episode. You count the number of times we say hot in that episode, and then you email us the episode and the number of times we said hot in that episode, and there will be a drawing.
That's
so
cool.
So any episode, pick an episode, just count up all the times that we say hot, and
I'd
write
pick a
what
really
you
hot episode.
Think the total number is.
Hot, hot, hot. For those counting this episode. Hot again.
No. Stop. If you want to win this hot, hot, hot bungee swing. Oh, that was three of them right there.
Yeah, I know. That was hot.
Maybe we should not include this episode.
No, this is a hot episode, and it should totally be in the hot contest.
Okay, stop it. Stop it, because we're going to have to count up all the times, too. You're going to have to count this
episode. No, I'm going to make you do it. It was your idea.
No. Okay, so if you want this bungee swing.
You got to listen, and then what they do, they count the number of times we say H-O-T. That didn't count because I didn't actually say it.
Okay, stop it.
But if I did say hot, then it would have counted.
Stop it. Okay.
So they count the number of times that we say that word,
mm-hmm.
and then they email it to you, and then what? They win? They get a chance to win.
If they're correct or very, very close to correct, they will go into a drawing.
Man, that's hot.
Stop. Okay, that's all. That's all.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Remember to go on to swingercast.com and check out the bungee sex swing. Also, if you order one of those, that dude told us that if you mention Swingercast, you'd get free shipping.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. But try to win one first.
Because that would be...
Hot. I said it. Good night.
Good night, everybody.